Morning Watch, Day 4, Crystallization Study of Jeremiah and Lamentations, Week 11, Shepherds According to God's Heart. Related Verses. 1 Peter 2:25. For you were like little sheep being led astray, but you have now returned to the shepherd and overseer of your souls. Psalms 23:1-3. Jehovah is my shepherd. I will lack nothing. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside waters of rest. He restores my soul. He guides me on the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Matthew 11:28-30. Come to me, all who toil and are burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Revelation 7:16-17. They will not hunger any more, neither will they thirst any more, neither will the sun beat upon them, nor any heat. For the Lamb who is in the midst of the throne will shepherd them and guide them to springs of waters of life, and God will wipe away every tear from their eyes. Suggested reading. Christ was our Redeemer in his death on the tree. Now he is our soul's shepherd and overseer in the resurrection life within us. Therefore, he is able to guide us and supply us with life, that we may follow his model in his steps of suffering. According to verse 25, Christ is the shepherd and overseer of our souls. Our soul is our inner being, our real person. Our Lord, as the shepherd and overseer of our soul, shepherds us by caring for the welfare of our inner being and by exercising his oversight over the condition of our real person. Our problem was that we were like sheep being led astray, but now we have turned back to the shepherd and overseer of our souls. A shepherd takes care of the physical needs of his flock, and Christ our shepherd takes care of the needs of our soul. He is not the shepherd of our body, he is the shepherd of our soul, our inner being. We all have a spirit, and the spirit is our inward organ. But our being is a soul. Therefore, Christ mainly shepherds us by taking care of our soul. He takes care of our mind, emotion, and will. We may think that our problems are with the body. No doubt, the body does give us many problems. Nevertheless, our real problem is in our soul. Our mind, emotion, and will all have problems. Unbelievers are wanderers in the soul, and they do not have a shepherd to take care of them. But we have a shepherd who takes care of our soul. Not only do we have the Lord's life within us, but we also have him as our shepherd. He is now shepherding us in our soul. This epistle was written to Jewish Christians who were suffering much persecution. Apparently, persecution is related to our body outwardly. Actually, persecution is aimed at the soul, because it is our soul that suffers. It is our soul that needs the Lord's shepherding. It is not our body that needs this kind of care, nor is it mainly our spirit. It is our soul, our mind, our emotion, and our will, that needs the Lord as the shepherd. In our experience, sometimes we just do not know what to think about. We do not know where to direct our thoughts. This is an indication that our mind needs the Lord Jesus as the shepherd. I can testify that many times in this kind of situation, the Lord Jesus has been a shepherd to me. As a result of his shepherding, our mind is directed and set in the right way. Our emotion, being complicated, is easily upset. This is especially true of the sister's emotion. Therefore, we need the Lord Jesus to shepherd us in our emotion. His shepherding comforts our emotion. Our will also needs the Lord's shepherding. As human beings, we often find it difficult to make the right decision. Sometimes the hardest thing to do is to make a decision. Unbelievers have no one to lead them and guide them in making decisions, but we have a shepherd to lead us and guide us. The Lord's leading and guiding is primarily related to our will. As the living shepherd, the Lord continually directs our will. I cannot tell you how many times I have experienced this. The Lord is truly the shepherd of our soul. He directs our mind, comforts our emotion, and leads and guides our will. As our shepherd, the Lord leads us first and then guides us. He leads us to the right place, and he guides us to the exact spot. This is Christ our shepherd.